Or put up simple P as the research and cure to this date is 07/21/2025. The patient is for Mr. David Middleton. Middleton spells M-I-D-D-L-E-T-O-N. David spells D-A-V-I-D. Date of birth is 07/17/1973. This is a 52-year-old gentleman. Here with pain to his third digit, right foot. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 1 week. Said he had a hangnail and pulled it out, and eventually his side became red and redness spread, and now he said he's having an area on the plantar surface of his toe which is denuded and appears necrotic, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient said he has a history of diabetes but does not see a regular doctor. He said what he does, he goes to local store and buys insulin, period. Patient indicated that he last checked his sugar several days ago and it was 100 and was in the 120s, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Continue review of system. He denies pain. He reports increased swelling and redness. Next paragraph. Patient denies direct trauma. Next paragraph, denies nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Next paragraph, said he's eating and drinking well. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert, oriented, obese gentleman. In mild distress, he has right antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, second digit. There is a 2-centimeter well-circumscribed ulcer with necrotic tissue surface. He has localized edema with migrating erythema. The site is not tender to palpation. It appears, open parentheses, it appears that the patient has significant sensory loss in this general area, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal, next paragraph, neck full range of motion and rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 210 is normal, motor function is normal, sensory function is decreased sensation in the plantar surface of his right foot, second digit, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is diabetic ulcer, number 2 is cellulitis. Number 3, osteomyelitis. Next paragraph. In clinic today, the patient received the following. Rocephin, 1 gram IM. Next paragraph, wound care. Patient was soaked in betadine and normal saline for approximately 15 minutes. Before I did that, the procedure was explained to the patient. We discussed complication, which includes worsening of his infection, bleeding, poor healing, among others, period. Patient says he understands the complication and gives me verbal consent to proceed. After soaking, patient's foot was removed, pad dry. Site with necrotic tissue, I use a iris scissors along with a forceps, and all dead necrotic tissues was removed. Next line. After removing necrotic tissue, site was bathed in triple antibiotics, covered with 2x2 and secure with Coban. Next line. Patient tolerated procedure well. There were no complications. the necrotic tissues were removed until viable tissues were present and the sensation was assessed and present, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given Rocephin 1 gram IM in the clinic. He was observed for another 20 minutes or so. He reports no side effects from the medication. He was sent home with Cipro, 500 milligrams, 1 pill BID for 10 days. Next line, next medication, bacitracin, 500 grams slash units. He will apply 500 grams TID for 10 days. Next paragraph, patient was educated on how to do self-wound care at home. He will return to see me in 10 days earlier if he does not get better, and we'll consider referring him to a wound care center, period. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.